year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Pow. Cut Master Swift down your throat.
Left on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ain't getting hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, mini, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing got my last name. Yeah.
My check ain't coming.
Yeah.
And I think one time I was asking, did you sell stamps? That's, you know what, that's a legitimate question to ask. No, they don't let us keep stamps on there because people kept stealing.
But they used to, didn't they?
We used to.
So that wasn't a bad question.
That wasn't a bad question. But don't
I don't have anything else to ask the mailman.
People
you ain't going to pull a tax check out your ass.
No. Like, when you think my tax check comes? I don't fucking know. How do I supposed to know when you filed your tax? I don't know your name. I don't know your buildings. Leave me alone. So that's what I got to say about the public.
Is it true that if mailman hit your, what happened to the mailman hit a car?
We got to pay for it. You got to prove, especially if I hit you now, you hit me.
They go to jail.
You're going to jail because I'm going, first of all, I'm going to fall out in the streets and say, my back been hurting too. I'm going to say, you tried to kill me. trust me, I'm going, but if I hit you, you need to fall out. So if you get hit by a mail truck and I'm in the wrong, get in the street and start shaking. Hell, you know, if you got an apple seltzer, pop it in your mouth and start foaming at the mouth. So you can get money. I'm telling you. I hope to God damn trash man hit me all the time. I cut him off all the time. Yeah, go on and hit me. It's going to be your fault, motherfucker. All
right. Moving on. So we, I didn't get a chance to see it myself, but everybody talking about the movie Get Out. You got a chance to see it, Jeff?
Yes, I did. I went to see the movie Get Out, people. And it, first of all, I want to say, it was a fucking great movie. We ain't going to talk about the movie.
We ain't going to get no spoilers.
We ain't going to get no spoilers. If you ain't watched it, go see it. And I recommend all international couples. How the fuck you said? Y'all should go watch that movie together.
That don't sound good.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Swirl it up.
You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, make sure I recommend... Don't no Black Panthers and no KKK go in there together, because somebody going to end up fighting. This is the first movie I ever seen. I left the movie theater. All the black people stand up clapping. Hell yeah, you better get that bitch, and I wish a motherfucker would. That's all you hear, a whole bunch of black girls. And you see these, you know when black girls get to talking, they neck get popping. Them neck get the move. And I wish a motherfucker would ask me about some popcorn. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Whoop the guy. Let me tell you something. It just makes you look at white people. Like, it makes you feel some type of way. You like...
Not our listeners, though. We like them white people.
Yeah, we like the white... I'm talking about the normal ass... You know who... You, Donald Trump voting ass white folk. That's what I'm talking about. Let me rephrase. Yeah, the Donald Trump ass voting ass white people. That's the white people I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The people that look at us like... And it makes you say, like, they really think, like... They really think like that. They really do. And once you see the movie, I don't want to tell the movie.
Yeah,
I
was going to try to see it this past week and make a chance to see it.
I'm going
to
give you one more week to watch next week. But yeah, it just make you feel some type of way that, damn, white people really do look at us like that. But I don't blame white people because I do look at some niggas like that too. Because some of y'all is niggas. This is the difference between a nigga and a black man.
If anybody's seen the movie Get Out and want to give you a review without giving away the movie, call in 215-383-5878 if you want to give you a review of the movie and tell everybody where they should see it. You know the director of it is a black dude. The dude Jordan Peele from the Peele and I forget Key and Peele show.
Keenan and Kel?
No.
But I ain't seen
nothing
Keenan and Kel. That nigga do like
Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, he wrote the movie and man and
He probably not from experience.
That's what he said on the Ricky Smiley show when I listened to it, that he wrote the movie based off he said he didn't write it based off his marriage, but
oh, we always say that.
Yeah.
I always say that none of these stories have nothing to do with me.
Yeah. And all of them, you know, I do the same shit. The story has to do with me. So, yeah, it's just...
Some way, form, or fashion, I didn't experience probably half of the shit I didn't talk about.
Yeah.
If it wasn't me, I'd have seen it.
Yeah. So, it just makes you be like...
You do it to protect the innocent.
Yeah, yeah. For real, though. But it was a great movie, and it makes you just think, like, damn, white people really do look at us like this. It was a good movie, though. It was a real good movie. I couldn't believe it. It was all twisted.
You think it'll win any awards?
Hell no.
Why not?
Because he black.
You see, the Oscars didn't give a shit, did they?
No, I don't give a damn. Now,
they gave the black girl the award, but they didn't get... So what now? The Moonlight movie? And I didn't see that movie at all. Moonlight.
Who the fuck said that? No, I I didn't see the flick called Moonlight.
I had a homeboy that told me about a chick he's, some stuff he used to pull on girls called a moon roof. You know what that is? Yeah.
I don't know what a moon roof.
Hey, female listeners, man, don't let no dude, no grimy ass dude moon roof you, man. He take the condom. I'm gonna give away the secret.
Tell us, go ahead.
You cut a hole in the condom and peel it back. So the top of your dick head come out like a moon roof.
I never heard that one.
That's
a good one. I gotta put a moon roof.
It's called a moon roof. I give them half the credit for at least trying to put on the condom, because nowadays people, they don't give a shit. They run everything raw.
Well, I will tell you this.
Eddie Murphy raw.
I will tell you this too about since not to go back in the mailman chronicles. I got this African dude on my route when I do his mail. I said, man, how you doing, man? What you doing today? He said, none. I'm gonna go in the house and get a baddie wash.
A baddie wash.
A baddie wash. I said, what the fuck is a baddie wash? He said, that's when you bend over and let her lick you. I said, what? I said, you mean your butt? No, she licked your ass, and it's called a baddie wash. That's true. Sad. Hey, if you think I'm lying, get in your phone right now and type in baddie wash. And watch what pop up. When I went in my mail truck, I'm like, baddie.
You looked it up immediately.
I looked it up immediately because I thought you were lying. It's a such thing as called a fucking baddie watch. That means you're getting your asshole licked by a woman.
Damn.
I said, that's some freaky shit.
Toss the salad, man.
Toss the salad. I guess we call it toss salad. They call it baddie watch.
Baddie watch.
So.
Oh, man. So, I ain't tell you about this. You know that the BMW that Tupac got shot in, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that they selling it?
Yeah, I didn't see how much for, though.
$1.5 million. Why would somebody want that?
I believe Snoop Dogg going to buy it.
Why would Snoop buy it?
So he can sit in and listen to Tupac. So even like you were sitting, I was sitting in the same seat that Tupac got his ass smoked in. He got a movie coming out, too, by the way, in June. But anyway. But,
you know, they selling Biggie, too. The Suburban, he got shot in. Same amount of money.
He can fit in the Suburban?
That's all he can fit in.
Oh, yeah. I know
Yeah, man. God rest his dead, man. Hip hop died with them.
Yeah, it left.
It died with them, man. Jay Z became the king because when nobody else left.
Yeah. So would you buy the motherfucking.
Why?
I know I got a couple of.
If I had the money, I wouldn't buy it.
Shout out to my NFL friend. Hey, look, man, I ain't gonna say your name, but go on about that goddamn Tupac thing. So I'll come to your house and sit in. I just want to smell it. See if it smells like weed and liquor.
Hennessy. It smells like Hennessy and Alizade.
I'm trying to see if it still smells like Thug Passion.
What about what Biggie's gonna smell like? French fries?
Yeah, Biggie Max.
Big Mac.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna smell like. Big Macs and all kind of Oreos and shit. Cookies.
Oh, man, Huntsville stay getting put on the map for the most random shit.
Shout out to the Ville, Huntsville, Alabama, where I'm from, baby.
So, we have Fight Night at, I ain't gonna promote that damn club. We ain't getting no money from them.
So, fuck them.
We have Fight Night on Mondays at some obscure location in Huntsville, Alabama. Mostly girls. I think they had dudes the first time. If y'all going to go see it, go ahead and see it now, because it's going to be shut down real soon.
Yeah, that's a DA getting on the neighborhood.
Already?
Damn.
But anyways, this girl slapped the fucking fire out of another girl, and it went viral.
And broke her neck. It looked like her neck was broken. It ain't breaking her neck.
Hey, she was asleep before she hit the ground.
Did you see the part when they took her shoes?
No.
They took her shoes off.
Lying, man.
I ain't going to look. Google it.
Lying.
They took
her shoes for real.
They took her fucking shoes off her feet.
Why the fuck they gonna take her damn skips off?
Cause she was asleep.
They took her shoes.
Yeah.
Like she in the damn hood.
Like they did on Friday. That's
what kind of shoes she got. She ain't got no damn red bottoms on or nothing.
They took some Jordans, I think, or some.
And they took her shoes off.
Smacked her shoes off her feet.
So she went there. She was just that bad. That she slaps. She got the five slaps. She ain't coming no backup. She finna whoop everybody at.
I guess.
But she got slapped asleep.
She got slapped to sleep. Lil Boosie said she reached down South Parkway and smacked her.
Hey, that shit went viral. It was on World Star Hip Hop. That shit had 383,000 views.
That's crazy.
That's a lot. That's almost as much views as we get.
Yeah.
Well, we about halfway.
Yeah,
We about halfway there. But that's a lot of that's a lot of views.
That's a lot of smack. That smacked her around the world. Lil Boosie even brought on.
Man, I think a lot of people talk about that, man. They've been put on the map for the most random shit, man. Most random as hell.
It's better to be for that than down Antoine Dock.
Well, before we. Yeah, exactly. I'd rather hide your kids.
Hide your kids, hide your husband, hide everything, because I want you.
Oh, we get this in real quick before we're going to have to double back, because I did a little bit out of order. We didn't. The aftermath from the Remy Ma.
Exactly.
So, Remy Ma did the song on Nicki Minaj a week ago.
Chica.
And Nicki didn't respond.
Couldn't say, didn't have nothing to say.
Took so long that Remy dropped another disc. Wasn't as good as the first one. You're going to sit there and compare it to the first one, so you're already going to lose.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel? First of all, since Nicki didn't respond, how did it make you view her?
First of all, Nicki, you don't respond. You can never say you're the best female anything. You can't be the best rapper if you don't
defend your crown.
If you don't defend the crown, exactly. LeBron, you can't keep saying you're the best if you never got to the championship.
If you didn't beat the best, it's hard to say you're the best.
If you didn't beat the best.
Or if you're the best and didn't knock everybody else down, you ain't the best.
You ain't the best.
You just said it.
You just said it. You ain't the fucking bitch. So, and let me ask you this, Shaki. Was Remy Ma, is she wrong for even making another diss song?
No, because I know what she tried to do. She tried to go ahead and bury her.
Was the internet turn on her for doing it?
That's because Nicki got too much firepower. She should have left it alone.
I think she left it
because
alone.
Everybody was on her side because she went for the crown.
Yeah.
And at that point, Nicki was the one that was in behind because she didn't respond.
Yeah.
So everybody wanted Nicki to go ahead and go back and obliterate her.
Yeah.
We wanted to see it.
But she couldn't do it.
So you already trying to have sympathy for her.
Yeah.
You like, oh yeah, Nicki, you ready to be on? You ready for ride for Nicki? And then you kicked her when she was down.
So when is enough enough? So in Remy Ma's defense, do you fucking? If you're Remy Ma's manager, do you let her release part two or do you hold?
If you're the manager, I gotta hear it first, and I gotta know did it top the first one, which we all knew it wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because she said everything on the first one. Unless it's going to be some brand new facts. That's why the first one was so good.
Yeah.
Because she said everything everybody was thinking. And, you know, it had some real facts to it, or what we think is real facts.
Yeah.
You know, we don't outside looking in.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you don't send a second because you knew it was going to be the first. It wasn't going to be better than the first.
Because it don't matter what you wrote. It don't matter what you said. It wasn't going to be better than the first. Cause
exactly.
It's in our mind that, hey, she killed your ass. Leave her alone.
Me and my brother was having a conversation. We was talking about how, you know, well, Drake dropped two discs on Meek before Meek responded. But the difference is, Drake's first one wasn't that good.
Yeah.
So it wasn't hard to top it.
Yeah.
But Remy went in reverse.
And I would say this about Meek Mill and Drake. Meek Mill fucking picked with Drake first. You get what
I mean? Well, you know, you gotta realize Nicki had been saying some slick shit anyway. But, you know, we talked about last week, man, if it's subliminal, it's hard to respect
it. It really is.
And that's the reason why Remy's was so good, because she said a name.
A lot of times.
Make a big difference when you say a motherfucking name.
Yeah. You right.
And so Foxy tried to get in now, Foxy Brown?
Foxy Brown.
She didn't count.
She don't even, the bitch just had a baby 2 days ago. Literally. 2 days ago.
She was on hormones. That's she had a hormone imbalance. That's the reason why she was trying to get in it.
No, Remy Ma Foxy Brown put this shit out thinking like that she finna come back. This ain't 96. Keep your black, fat, big belly ass in the Bronx. It was so sorry. We sitting here like, what you said? You didn't even say nothing good. Like, it's horrible. So, I don't know what the fuck she was thinking about even saying something. You're not even relevant at all. I'd rather for fucking Cardi B to say something.
I ain't heard not one of her songs.
But you get, exactly. When last Fox Brown song you heard?
Shit,
touch me, tease me.
It's been about 10 years.
I'll say 20, hell.
Yeah, so, you know, I went a little out of order. So, to get back to what we was really talking about, so the slap that went viral, I don't know. I mean, we don't know her name, but her name is the bitch that got the hell slapped at her.
I know her name, but I ain't going to say the name.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to the common folk, they don't know her name. She's the girl that, when she got slapped, her neck turned into an L.
It did.
Yeah.
I mean, her neck was like a dried noodle. I'm like, dead curled up.
So, what would you rather do? Get knocked out on tape or have a sex tape come out leaked?
Ladies, we're going to give this number one more time. 215-383-5878. The question is, say it one more time for him, Shots. One more time for him.
Would you rather do get knocked out on tape and that shit go viral, or your sex tape get leaked and it go viral?
Well, first of all, let's get into it. It depends on what the fuck I'm doing on this sex tape. So, if I'm sitting at Tyrone the bitch long dick style, you feel what I'm saying? Like, because I don't give a damn what you say. If you done recorded yourself on a flick, tell me if I'm not on your phone. Because every nigga that fucked the bitch and put it on his phone. You have you ever fucked somebody and put it on your phone?
You're damn right. We got a caller want to speak on it. All right, caller, what you got? What's your name? Where you from?
Lexus. I'm from Valdosta.
How you doing, Lexus from Valdosta? What'd you say it again? I'm sorry. From where?
Valdosta.
I don't know my dick hard, but I can tell you that.
So what you got to speak on today?
Boy, I beat your ass, boy.
Oh, shit. My bad. You got gangsters on the phone, sorry?
Don't
move.
Don't be
bad with
him.
Hey, he all right. You know this little ugly munchkin. I ain't worried about him. Listen. So let me ask you something. So would you rather have a sex tape leaked out, or you get knocked the fuck out on tape? Which one?
That's hard. Hold on, I gotta think about that.
Take your time. Think about it.
Who's the sex tape with though? Like, is it with my man?
I mean, who you fucking?
Whoever it is.
Okay.
Whoever it is. Whoever you sleeping with at the time, I guess.
Okay.
Or would you rather get knocked out by a midget and it go viral? Which one?
A midget. Shit. No, they are, because I don't know. I think I'd rather get knocked out, I guess, on tape.
You don't want all your privates out.
But what if you...
Yeah, like, and I want my parents to see it. And all that. Like, I don't want them to see all that.
But what if you was performing well, though? You was just,
Because you could be the next Kim Kardashian.
That's what I'm saying. So
you could have a rapping show next week.
Yeah, you might be on a TV show behind the shit. So you sure you're going to take, so you rather your ass get knocked out by a little ass girl, like, I'm talking about just knock the fuck out, like, so whenever time you get ready to argue with somebody, and they're going to say, all right, I'm going to get that little girl and knock your ass out.
Get me outside. How about that?
You'll get knocked out by the cat. Me outside, girl.
Yeah. No, I'd still rather get knocked out because, like I said, like it has to do with my family. I don't want my family seeing I have a sex tape. They don't need to see what I be doing in private.
Woo! Hey, I feel you. Because I know you probably do some nasty things.
Hey. All right, Lex, thanks for calling in and dropping your 2 cents in, and you have a good one, all right?
You too.
All right, we want to thank her for calling in. And I think she said Alexis, I think.
Alessia, some shit.
Like I'm not sure. She had a... All right, moving on. So, so, Gia, you said you'd rather be... You'd rather have the sex tape.
Yeah.
You might be eating ass.
I might look. I'd rather have a sex tape it depends on what I'm doing on the sex tape. Because, like I said, every man that has a sex tape on their phone, because some angles make your dick look like you competing with Wesley Pipes now. You'd be like, yeah.
And you started back in high school hiding cameras in your room anyway.
Yeah.
I know I did.
Yeah.
Sorry for the listeners that I done pulled it on. You know what I'm saying?
You all be like, yeah, I fucked the shit out of her. Now, you
but if I really liked you, I ain't showing my homeboy. Until I was mad, at least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Until I was mad.
Yeah. We're not doing it on them.
Could we all show up? I think we talked about sex tapes sex pics and all that stuff before. In the beginning, when we don't care about you, it's a good chance we'd show the homeboy.
Yeah.
And after we'd have fell out, it's a good chance we'd show the homeboy.
I done showed the motherfucker. I'm with you, I show it anyway.
But the middle part, you say.
Yeah.
So all the stuff in the middle, you good. We ain't gonna show nobody them. Yeah, when you see us, we ain't gonna show the homeboy. All right, we got somebody want to speak on it. All right, Kyle, what's your name from?
Yo, this is Jay from Behan. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jay, man? What you
What's up, Jay?
What you got to share with us today, bro?
I know y'all was talking earlier about Get Out, man. As opposed to ain't seen it, you a little late. I don't know what the hell you been doing all week. When you know, so you ready for everybody to leak the shit out on you?
What'd you say, Jay?
Yeah, everybody you gonna be late, man. Everybody gonna you gonna know what the hell the movie about by the time you listen to it, man, or watch it. So it's gonna be super behind.
So you wanna give a quick review and talk about it real quick?
Well, I'm gonna give a quick review, man. I'm not spoiling it. I mean, just saying it. I'm telling everybody to go watch it. It gives you a different perspective of kind of like racial shit, but not really, you know, you kind of can see it in there, whatever. But the acting is really, really, really good. And it's like two niggas that you never seen. I ain't know that real black motherfucker, the main person, he's British.
Really?
So I didn't know that. Yeah, British. You know he had to be African, that motherfucker. They don't make motherfuckers that black. Nowhere. That nigga was purple. That nigga made GL look light skin, so that's how black. That nigga was super black. He was black as shit. But yeah, man, it was good, man. I said I'm gonna make a sequel for next year. I'm looking for a white bitch now. Make a sequel for next Black History Month called Get In. It's gonna be my sex tape.
Starring Jason Johnson.
So, you know.
That's funny, man.
So, I'm getting in with a whole bunch of white bitches. That's what's going to be my movie.
So I'm going to ask you this. Same question.
Oh, shit. Now, I'm going to leak it myself. What you talking about? I'm leaking the sex tape, man. It's already out there.
I already got about two or three of them
that he, you know, all the damn. I didn't know nobody recorded this motherfucker. They was like, well, damn, you eating pussy, and so what? You know, shit. It ain't gonna do nothing but get more chicks into you. So ain't gonna raise your stock up. That's how I say.
I don't want to get caught.
I be the pipes.
I don't want to get caught on TV, Dad, though. Cause how you gonna tell your kids, Daddy? I ain't kissing you no more. You got booted to him.
That shit. I don't know. I wouldn't kiss a little motherfuckers no way. So that's just me though.
You barely want to claim them.
Now you do want to claim.
Yeah, I claim one. Right, one time out of you. All right, so y'all have a good one, man.
I appreciate you calling in, bro.
No problem.
That dude said, "Get in the sequel."
Part two, goddammit.
So don't nobody want to get knocked out on. I mean, don't nobody want to get knocked out. Well, one person want to get knocked out on tape.
Yeah, the girl said she want to get knocked out.
Cause she don't want everybody to see how she performs.
How she performs? She must be real freaky. Daddy, no, Daddy. She hanging out a goddamn curtain rod like me.
From my mama. She get it from my mama.
Yeah, that shit. Oh man, what? I think I'd rather think about it though, for real. Let me be real with you. Let me put on my, it's a hard one to say, man. Cause this picture you getting knocked out on tape, man. Your kids gonna look at that shit and be like, "Dad, I'm gonna get this man right here that knocked your ass out. You try to whoop me." You get what I'm saying? So
I'm gonna go get him.
I'm gonna go get Ray right there, beat your ass up, Daddy. And then, but you know, it. Cause if it's on a sex tape, it might be me busting a nut quick, and I don't want that out there either. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know, in the words of one of my friends said, he said he called it a touching bus.
Touching bus.
You touch that pussy in your bus. Because then all happened to it. You don't want that. Like, man, he didn't perform off the shit. So it's a bad, I don't know. I might get knocked out.
You ready to get knocked out?
I might get knocked out. Because
it ain't like you don't have a perfect performance on the tape.
It ain't like, and I really don't want my, you know.
Like, how many dudes are made stars off sex tape? Only women can be a star off sex tape.
Exactly. So it's just like, I don't want my mama to look at my mama live bit on that. You ain't built like your daddy. You ain't got that eye like your daddy got or some shit like that.
Your dick ain't grown up. So I watch that.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, man.
You didn't change your mind.
I didn't change my mind. Just knock me out. Man.
Knock you out.
Just knock me out. I don't want it. Yeah, just knock
me out.
By the midget, man. Knock me out. Cause it's gonna be, you know, I'm dumb anyway, so I laugh. Just knock me the fuck out. When they catch me on tape eating ass, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I hope you're gonna go brush your damn teeth.
Well, yeah.
I hope that's what you do.
Everybody, when I get back in the mail truck, man, that mail truck smell like booty. So, like, I don't know. Just knock me out. Just knock me the fuck out.
So, you gotta be a little bit smarter, man. Gotta be a little smarter when you come to shit like that, cause you shouldn't be, unless you're a damn kid. I don't know why the hell you fighting in the damn getting in a fighting contest anyways. It ain't promoted. You ain't gonna get no real money.
Sure,
right? It wasn't worth. I don't know the girl that got slapped, but I guarantee it wasn't worth the amount that you got paid.
$100.
I guarantee.
She didn't get paid and she lost.
So you did.
The girl that did the smacking got paid.
So the girl who brought her hand all the way from the fucking Himalayas with Jerome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Slapped five.
Yeah.
Made her neck turn to an L.
She got paid $100.
And the girl that took the nap went home with a sore face.
She went home with a sore face, no tennis shoes, and went viral.
You love.
She dunked it today.
She dunked it a decade.
She dunked it a decade. She fucking lost. She lost bad and fucking
She can never say she bad in booty.
Never.
Just bad.
She just broke. Bad and broke. That's what she is. It's worse than Nicki Minaj here. She took a L worse than her.
Damn, that was almost the damn second most talked about shit that week.
I think it was
behind you know, Remy.
Yeah.
I don't know what was worse than that this week.
Nothing.
Nah, we didn't care about the Oscars like that.
I can't spell Oscar.
Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Yeah. So you didn't answer the question. What question?
Oh, sex tape or knocked out? Shit, I'm so used to damn asking the questions, I didn't even get to my thought. I'd rather I take the sex tape. The way she got knocked out, if she didn't get a chance to square up, she took it. Like, nah, man, because you just explained all the reasons. They ain't finna take my polo boots off me.
Took his boots.
They ain't finna take my polo boots off me, man.
I
leaked the sex tape. Like Jay said, I'm pretty sure I probably got one or two floating around anyway, as it is.
Yeah, especially if you got a cloud iPhone.
Because, I know I got at least 6-7 of them.
Lyra Mercer got a new sex tape, too.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Lyra, the girl that used to go to Rick Ross?
I don't even know, man.
She was sucking Lance Stevenson dick on that motherfucker.
Damn, just have a little bit of money and get some, huh?
Hey, I want to change my profile name to Lance Stevenson. Yeah, that's me. We dark skinned, too.
That's crazy. What, say you anybody else want to speak in on that subject? You know, you can, you know, even if we start on something new, number is 215-383-5878.
Say the number to your phone.
So what kind of advice would you have for your younger self, man? Like,
topic two.
To be smarter, you know what I'm saying? To not be on sex tapes. If you know what I'm saying? This is for women or dudes, you know what I'm saying? Because girls, you're young and dumb and you get put on tape and don't know it. You know what I'm saying? So what advice would you give yourself to make sure you don't get your ass caught up? When it comes to a lot of shit, but we're gonna start with that.
What advice would I give myself to not get caught up in no shit?
Yeah. Just say you're in high school, you wake up, you go to sleep and you wake up, you're 15 years old. What do you do different?
First of all, I go to fucking school. Me and TJ was the king of fucking skipping. So first of all, I would go to school and I would study. I would do all my goddamn homework. I would take goddamn advanced classes, and I would fucking, like I told you a few minutes ago, I would really try to be a doctor, try to become a doctor, give all these women these fake titties and fake asses. I want to be that doctor that's that's hooking your ass up. That's supposed to be me. That's what I want.
So when it come to, you know, getting chicks, what do you know about them now that you didn't know then at 15?
Well, I didn't know at 15. All you got to do is goddamn get them drunk and you can get some pussy. I ain't know that.
Try to get an old-fashioned way with game.
Yeah, I just try to get them out. Yeah, old-fashioned, that shit don't work. Just get them some drugs. First of all, I took all my motherfucking grandma pills. You know how your grandma had that big ass box full of just different type of shit? Hey, I'd have gave a bitch goddamn high blood pressure medicine. I'd have told that hoe, hey, I got some new Xanax. Her blood pressure low as fuck. she done passed out in the truck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm anything. Penicillin pills.
You're going to need them for your damn self. You need the penicillin pill for your damn self.
Yeah, you're right. Hey. I can stay out that damn clinic.
All right, we got somebody want to speak on it. Caller, what's your name? Where you from?
Yo. Hey, I want to speak to Nasty, man.
What's up, fool?
What's up, man? I had a request from somebody to call, man, to see what y'all was talking about on the show. So I just decided to call.
Cool. The question is, would you rather have a sex tape leaked out or you get knocked out? Which one would you pick? Like, which one you'd rather, you know, that go viral, basically?
Man, if I don't know about the sex, I mean, about getting knocked out, man. I don't know. That's a bad look. The sex tape is a bad look, too, but I'd rather have a sex tape leak, but I don't know about getting knocked out.
Big dog, what if he was doing something real nasty in it?
Like she peed on you or something in the sex tape. Like the R. Kelly type.
Oh, man. Let's see, now we had to do like that. I don't know, but I still take that sex tape. I'd rather do the sex tape than get knocked out any day.
You rather have a bitch pissed on you than Bushwick Bill knock you the fuck out. Because,
yes.
I mean...
Yes.
Y'all got knocked out, so it's all good, baby. You
gonna
get knocked out sometimes. You can't whoop everybody.
I know I can't whoop everybody, but everybody can't knock me out either. No, I rather she can do whatever she wants in this sex tape, but ain't nobody finna knock me out.
She done gave you the golden motherfucking shower on the sex tape. Just took a big old bitch. That's why she was on up here too. So he
made it. So you crossed the line, Jill. You crossed the line.
So he just stood and pissed everywhere. You still fucked her, and it's out in the world. Knock me out.
Yeah, knock me, man. No. I can't get knocked out, but I don't know. I think that's just a pride thing. I cannot get knocked out. I don't.
Hey, that's, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. You ain't knocking me out neither. I'm with you.
I ain't getting no golden job.
hey, long as it's nice looking female in there, I'm good.
The bitch look like Blanca and right. Fish.
So,
I appreciate. Hey, what are you from, man? Let me get you.
Hey, man, I'm from Douglas, Georgia, man. 912, man.
912. Hey. I damn sure appreciate you calling in.
Share it on your page and tell everybody who's on the radio today, bro.
Yeah.
All right, bro. I got you, bro. I'll hit y'all back, bro.
Appreciate it.
I want to thank old buddy for calling us and checking in, man.
From Georgia.
From Georgia. So going back to, what you tell yourself when you're young, man, especially when it comes to these girls, man. GL said he'd go ahead and get them doped up a little bit and go and get it.
And what else I ain't know, dang, well, it didn't matter then, but if you know you're going to get some ass, tell your 15-year-old self, look, boy, get yourself off before you go over here and perform like a champ. Meet your meat before you go, bitch, out. You fuck all night long. I ain't know that back in the day.
Well, see, I took a different route. You know what I'm saying? I put my face in the mush for a while. Mm-hmm. That didn't bust about three, four times. If my dick don't last long, it's all good.
You know what? That's what I would do.
I was hip to that.
I ain't do it, but back in high school, I thought eating pussy was fucked up.
You got to realize, man, because when you're from a small city like us, it ain't shit to do but drink and fuck. That's it. So, I wasn't getting down like that back then, but it was a dude I went to middle school with. And he was known for eating pussy. When we were in middle school, like, I was still a virgin then.
Was it Quentin?
Nah, I wasn't Quentin, man. But we used to call him Cat Mouth. We used to call him Cat Daddy. And he was even, he had all the bitches. We didn't know why. And they found out he was eating pussy. And they right then it put my antennas up a little bit. I'm like, oh, he's eating some pussy. He getting all the hoes. It's all making thinking about. Not to cut y'all, Jill, but I kid you not, man. I was so young and wet behind the fucking ears. One girl told me in high school, I think I was 14, 15 years old. She told me, she said, Shaquille, don't let anybody, she said, 69 was good, but don't let nobody tell you that 68 wasn't a better year. And I was like, what the fuck does she mean by that? I had no clue. She was talking about fucking eating a pussy.
Yeah.
She told me, we was young.
Yeah.
You know, I was 14, 15, and she talking about some, Shaquille, 68 was a good year. And when you ready to find out, let me know. And I was like, what? I never even cashed in on it because I didn't know what the fuck she talked about. And since I was the oldest, I didn't really have no big brother to be like, what the fuck does 68 mean? I know the shit. I know what that means now.
Let me tell you, I didn't eat my first piece of pussy until I was about 21. Just being real with you. And I missed out because I had a lot of. Let me tell you something about me. I want to apologize to a lot of y'all bitches that I used to fuck with back in the day. Because I owe y'all. Because I know y'all, I underperformed a lot of y'all because I refused to eat pussy back then. I'm like, bitch, is you crazy? So I in the short changed a lot of hoes.
And now you missing ass time.
Now I'm missing ass time. I'll eat your fucking booty with whipped cream. my Xbox name is missing ass time. I will fuck it. I don't give a damn. Hey, you got syrup and kick. You can do anything to me except tie me up or give me the golden shower. I ain't with it.
But you still ain't with it. You missed it nasty time and still won't have it on tape.
Nah, man, I might. Nah, like I said, I got to see which angle they got me in. Let me tell you something. When you fat like me.
I will admit, even for myself, on some of my flicks I have seen, I don't look the best.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not flattering.
Let me tell you
We can't Photoshop ourselves. You know, so I can't Photoshop a damn six pack on my stomach.
I can't, because I was fucking my old lady the other day, and I put it on tape. My titties are jiggling like hers. So I'm like, how the fuck? I can't see this. So you know me. I just said, let me put it directly on my dick so you can't see my titties and shit shake at the same time as her.
So you at least on if you knocked out, you sleep, you can't see it. If you look in sleep with your mouth open, it don't matter.
It don't matter because I got two of my friends knocked out and I ain't know what happened.
Yeah, you a fool for that.
He claimed I seen it. I ain't seen nothing.
Chris Cross, you got your boy knocked out, bro. GL sit there and watch.
You keep on saying, I didn't see that, man. It's not true, man.
We'll tell. That's strip. Hey, starting soon. We'll start on episode 25. We're gonna have Postman Chronicles, and then we're gonna have Strip Club Chronicles.
Yeah, we just see a lot of shit in the Strip Club.
I believe we're gonna do Strip Club Chronicles. How that sounds, Jeff?
That's fine.
We implementing that one real soon.
That's cool.
So, what I would do different at 15, other than what I said earlier, is the way you handle females, man. Especially when you try to be the good dude. Hell, you don't talk to friends. You don't talk to girls. It's real cool. You find out later. These chicks will turn on their damn best friend for dick all the damn time.
I see it.
If I had known that, I would have went ahead and fucked both best friends. Because both of them liked me.
Yeah.
I just tried to pick the one that was cute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if one of seven and one of eight, you go ahead and get your 15 because you have them together.
Yeah. Fuck it. Get both of them. Because
they don't care. They ain't going to be friends in college no way. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I mean, I hate to say it, but at the end of the day, they ain't going to care.
Like I said,
I done seen plenty of best friends turn on each other.
It's two sisters that I should have fucked, but I picked the good looking one first. If I can go back in town, I'll fuck the ugly one.
Why is that?
So I can get to the pretty one. You know how they do.
Oh, yeah.
Friends and sisters, not. I know two sisters. My homeboy, I ain't going to say his name, he fucked two sisters. Like two sisters. He at home laughing right now looking upside his old girl head. He know who I'm talking to, and I know he listens. He's like, yeah, I need to fuck both of them. I wish I could.
So I would have did that, man. Like, I would tell my younger self to be more reckless, because at the end of the day, it don't really matter, man. Because look, these people, these people got professional jobs. Now they tell you don't get all these tattoos and shit. Nobody give a damn, man. They got them all on their face and shit now anyways, and they had good jobs. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and fuck up some. Go to spring break and get, go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get knocked out on tape.
Yeah,
it don't matter. Go ahead and have him sex tape leak. It
live,
don't matter.
I live my life like Chris Cross.
How you live life?
Just wake up and just fucking get
it. Just do it.
I'm drunk.
Hey, if you'd have had a bad day, by the time the day ends, he's drunk anyway.
Let me tell you something. That boy Chris Cross, shout out to Chris Cross. That motherfucker know how to have a good time.
Hey, he do.
If
he don't know shit else, he know how to have a good time.
Hey, he might tear your shit up when he gets to your house. but that's a motherfucker. He might tear his leg up walking in the club. But the motherfucker still going to have a good time. You hear me? That's one thing I did learn from him. That motherfucker going to have a great time.
So, when you're young, how would you handle your friends, like your day ones? Are you still, when you was that age, how many of them your day ones you still cool with?
I talked to Jay on the regular. That's the day one.
And this is from
fourth grade, what, 20 years? Me and Jay been kicking it 20 plus. I've been talking to, who else you consider? Well, C-Night don't count because that's my cousin, but I talked to him. I talked to you, but we really didn't start kicking it until I got grown.
Right.
So I was 21.
You wouldn't know enough to hang with me, man.
Yeah.
Because I'd be on some foul shit.
But I still.
Strip Club Chronicles. That come from me. I'm going to give y'all a heads up. Come from me.
Yeah. I used to kick it with TJ all the goddamn time, but you can't never fucking get in touch with that nigga.
Can't.
Hey, let me tell you something. I bet you the goddamn IRS can't find TJ. I put money on it. You cannot find Terry Moe. I bet you look for him. Where he at now? I bet you don't know.
I don't know.
What? His other brother, what's he doing? I told you cannot find that nigga is Waldo.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, that's TJ. He is on the fucking back of a milk carton. Have you seen him? But that's, you know. That's,
so do you ride or die for him at that age?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know how many people he was click tight with, but how many, like the damn fucking Bone Thugs, this will show you how old I am. The Bone Thugs and Harmony Crossroads video, when motherfuckers start disappearing next year. You remember that one, Jim?
Yeah.
When y'all walking, motherfuckers look like damn ghosts and got them.
I got a few friends I feel like, I ain't gonna say turn on me, but we don't talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't talk to them like I talk to y'all. I'm still cool with them.
So you just, do you still ride or die like you did back in the day? Or just be like, you know what? That's just my buddy I shoot basketball with.
So you
tell him that early?
Yeah.
Did any, you don't have to tell me the specific thing, but any of them, like, day one people, like, do some shit to you, you be like, you know what?
Yes. Let
you
me down.
Make it wasn't worth it being friends with them?
Yes. I got a couple of them. I ain't going to say no
situation. Yeah, I ain't asked no situation.
Because they don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So do you still be cool with them like that?
I mean, you cool with them.
Or do you tell yourself, be like, you know, you tell your young self, man, watch how you be cool with people.
Yep, that's what you tell yourself. Let me watch this motherfucker, because that motherfucker shadier than a fucking shade tree on the fucking island. You know, because motherfuckers will get you. They'll get you. So, have you seen somebody, like, well, you ain't got to say the name, but like, damn, I'd treat them a little different if I knew what I knew.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't like people no way. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust people more than I throw them. Hey, you can call it what you want, but I sleep good every night because I don't let people in that circle like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's people I thought I was, but it come from shit that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't like I made about thin air. It's like, hell, sometimes when people know people will think they got you in your back pocket.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they take advantage of it.
And believe this or not, I'm gonna tell you something that's crazy though. I have met some motherfuckers that I play Xbox with on some real shit. That I feel like I've known them my whole life though. It's crazy. It's possible that you meet somebody and you be like, I trust, you know, that's crazy because I give a shout out to my boy Showtime. Like I look at him like a brother. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like I can call him and be like, hey man, I'm in Oklahoma, man. I'm gonna stop by. He gonna be like, yeah, come on through. You know what I'm saying? Like just some real shit though. Like it's some motherfuckers I've known for fucking 40 years, and you be like, you just gotta let them know where you live.
Or when you go out of town.
Yeah, you like you sweating bullets. Like is this motherfucker gonna get me? So, but it's just like that though. It's part of life.
Oh man, GL, I'll make this one, this last subject quick because this was more for females. I don't think we're gonna get too many female calls today. So,
and not to cut you off. Any females listening, give me some pussy. I know that's random as hell. I be getting all this. I had this little white girl just add me on Instagram a few minutes ago. Quit adding me and poking me on Facebook, and then I'll write you back, and you don't give me no ass. Quit doing it. I know that's random, but quit.
So we're going to do a little short little thing on the horoscopes and signs. Like when you date, when you're dating people, do you look out for that? Do you really care how Gemini is at, how, you know, Capricorns are? Because I've only dated, you know, I don't remember all of them, but you know what I'm saying? It's hard to, guys aren't into it that much.
Okay, okay.
So.
I'm into it.
What you mean, Jill?
Hell yeah, I look at you, Sean. Because I vow to make it myself that I won't go with another Gemini.
So you done with Gemini? I know a little about
it. I ain't say I won't fuck them.
I do have some experience with Geminis. They kind of go back and forth. They two personalities for real. They Gemini the twin.
My ex-girlfriend, I was fucking her one night. And this is a true story. She said, I can't say her real name. I ain't going to say it. She said, do you want to, she looked me dead in my face. It was dead serious. She said, do you want to fuck, I'm going to say her real name, or do you want to fuck Sasha Fierce?
She said that for real.
I swear on my life.
How drunk was she?
She wasn't drunk.
All right, so I want to you wasn't drunk. All right, caller, what's your name? Where you from?
Hey.
Hey, what's good? What's your name? Where you from?
I don't want to say my name, I want to speak on the current topic about horoscopes.
All right, what kind of man you ain't gonna date, or what you want to say on it? Go ahead.
Scorpios,
what you want?
Scorpios ain't shit.
What's wrong with Scorpios? What they say about them, and what's true?
Scorpios ain't shit. That's all I'm gonna say. A lot of them, the ones that I've had experience with two of them. I gave one a chance, gave a second one a chance, and both of them end up being fuckboys.
So, with that being said, so you would never talk to a Scorpio again?
No.
So what, from your experience, who did you have a good experience with? What sign it works good for you?
Well, those are the only two real relationships I've had has been two Scorpios, and they haven't been shit, so I can't really say anything about any of the other ones.
Okay, Anonymous, what's your sign?
Libra.
You said Libra, so everything they say about Libra, is it true? What they say about Libra first, and then you tell me if it's true or not.
Well, I've heard different things about Libras, that they're balanced, that they're generally calm and cool unless you piss them off and then they just act the ass. They're undercover freaks. Just different things like that.
Oh, okay.
Would you agree with it, what they say about Libras?
I would. They're very trustworthy. They're very trustworthy until you fuck with them.
Let's get back to the freaky part. I'm looking for some ass. Can a brother get some? I'm looking for some freak. I need that. What I'm talking about? That's what I want to hear. You know, I'm Mr. Nasty. Let's just talk about the freaky shit. The freaky part, just that's what I'm looking for. So I gotta get me a Libra. I heard Capricorns like that booty hole blow. I ain't fucking with no Capricorns. Ain't nobody on that. Fuck that. I don't even know what to say. You done got me all horny.
You busted, ain't
you? Motherfucker gonna tell me a Libra. I'm a couple freak. I'm gonna fuck me a Libra. All right, then.
All right, thanks for calling in.
All right.
We want to thank our female caller for calling in and dropping a little bit about the about horoscopes. But Geminis were cool, but they did have the two personalities. You know what I'm saying? They can be, my experience with the Gemini is one day they love you to death, and the next they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They legit didn't give a shit. Like, love me to death. And then the next day don't give a damn if we're in a relationship or not.
I'm going to tell you another good one to fuck, man. Pisces got the wettest pussies. It's fish anyway. Man, I'm telling you, a Pisces will fuck you up. Let me tell you, I had this little skinny girl. Matter of fact, you know who I'm talking about. Get on and rock the hell out your dick.
I think you told me about it. Did she have a big forehead too?
and you know this, would tear your knob up. Yeah, you swim with a Pisces. Swim with a Pisces. Let me tell you, hey, a whole bunch of meat smacking in that room that day. Hey, shout out to the Pisces out there in the world. They can fuck.
Let's see. What other signs you know something about?
Who else I've been with? I
got some friends with Aries. They cool, but I'm a Leo, and we both fire signs, and we do a lot of shit the same way, so we bump heads a lot. Sex is always good with them, but as far as personality, it clashed a good little bit, because we think certain things we think so much alike on, and certain things we opposite, but a lot of shit we hard-headed together.
Have you fucked a Scorpio?
Never had a Scorpio, man. I was digging a Scorpio for a little while, but she moved out of town on me.
Nobody in November. Like, that's November,
right? That's November.
Ain't shit good in November but fucking turkey. So, anybody out here...
I heard Sagittarius is freaks, too.
Well, I'm a Virgo. So
what they say about Virgo?
What they say about us, we real calm. But when you do one thing, us, we don't forget shit and we'll turn on.
You agree?
I'm down for you till you do one fucked up thing, and I won't never look. You know, we're the type of people like my mom. She won't say shit. She the queen of holding grudge on your ass. She didn't forget what you did to her in 73. She ain't forgot. So have you ever, by me being a Virgo, I have been with a Gemini, like I said, and I've been with a Libra, and I fucked a Pisces.
Hmm.
I can't remember the rest of this.
You didn't know they signed.
I ain't know they signed.
Because guys don't keep up with that too much.
Mm-mm. I wish I did. I'm trying to think.
Well, I personally, you know, the horoscope part where they tell you, you know, the future and you're going to have a good day and you know, don't spend your money today. I don't believe in that part of it, but I do believe in the personality parts where, you know, they say Leo's a certain way. And I do believe it may not be 100%. But it's pretty close, because everything they say about Leo, the good and bad, I'm pretty much like that.
Okay.
For the most part.
Well, see, I'm real. Like, I don't get mad or nothing. It's hard to goddamn, like, piss me off type shit. It take a lot to make a Virgo mad, which is true, because I'm always laughing. You ain't really just seen me. You ain't never seen me pissed off to that time I walked the hole in the floor. That's the piss I ever been. I ain't really just been. I'm not no motherfucker that just get mad like that. You know what I'm saying? Because life's too short to be pissed off all the time. But I done been mad before. When we get mad, it's like a fucking Hurricane Andrew coming through. Like we do low down shit when I get mad.
All right, we getting ready to wrap this one up. Anybody, Gio, what you wanna anything else you wanna say today?
I just wanna close the show with anybody, let me say, it's 12 different signs out here. Signs of love making, whatever that Tyrese song is.
Yeah, that was a good song.
So listen, ladies, I'm gonna get real intimate. My name is Gerald GLS. Add me on Facebook or Instagram. And if I ain't fucked you, add me. Give me your sign. Hey, I'm definitely looking for me a what's the name of him in June? Not Gemini.
That's Cancer.
Yeah. I've been looking for
they sensitive. I heard they sensitive.
I know. That's what I want, some real sensitive. So when I blow in that pussy, it's gonna smell like sweet bro. That's what I'm looking for. I want to cancel. That's why I ain't had none. Any cancels out there? And holler at your boy. Cause the show is almost. Cause let me tell you. Well, we almost. You know, we almost getting this shit on Sirius Satellite. You know that.
I know, man. We
close.
We talking.
So once we get the rest of these listeners up, you already know that's the first type of woman I'm looking for. Cancel. Remember that, lady.
I'm gonna tell you. You don't need no Leo woman. Cause no. I done heard, I've never had a Leo woman, but I done read about them. Because, you know, I'm a Leo dude, so I wanted to read what the girl version would be like. And they super aggressive. So they gonna tell you they gonna fuck you. They might put you in the Amazon position. Gio, did you ever look that shit up? Any of our listeners, that's as a guy, do not let no chick put you in the Amazon position.
Yeah, I ain't
look it up. Gio, after the show, you gotta look it up real quick.
I'm gonna look it up.
Amazon position.
What's the number? Let me ask you something. It's our show. It go up a little bit. What's the last sign you've been with?
I just had a long stint with Aries. I just told you about Aries.
Oh, Aries.
Yeah,
Aries.
You know, fire signs. You know what I'm saying? They got good sex. You know what I'm saying? It make it worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All the headache can make it worth it.
Yeah. So you're gonna get a headache out of it.
Yeah, you're getting a headache. Well, I mean, you gotta realize they match up different. You know, there's water signs, well, air signs, water signs, earth signs, fire signs. I'm a fire sign, and Aries is a fire sign as well. So, I mean, a lot of shit going to clash.
Yeah.
So, it just really, I had, it just depends. You know, I can't remember off the top of my head every sign or whatever, but I remember Taurus girls are real, Taurus girls are real stubborn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, you can find the good in all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they all got pussy, so it's some good in them somewhere.
I know where it is.
Yeah, it's that jewel in your pants. That diamonds are forever.
You're right. All right, I appreciate all callers that called in today, man. If you was on the show, go ahead and post it on your page, man. Tell everybody who's on the show and encourage them to come talk shit.
Shout out to Atlanta. Somebody from Atlanta called.
Yep.
Shout out to, she said, Belize. I don't even know how the fuck you spell that. Shout out to her. Shout out to Birmingham. Shout out to everybody that come. Whoever anonymous was, she sounded like she was from somewhere, South Carolina, North Carolina, one of them motherfuckers. But anywho.
All right. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on all our social media stuff.
Follow us on everything. The more the merrier.
All right. Y'all be easy.
Unapproved Radio.
Finding out.
Escobar season has returned. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, baby.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop now. Real niggas hurt, I can't stop.